turning cigarette butts into batteries. If you see a person carelessly throwing a cigarette to the ground, what are you likely to think? That depends. If you hate people throwing things on the ground, you might think that person should not litter. If you are a smoker, you might think, I would sure like a cigarette right now. Most likely, though, you are not thinking, you know, that unused cigarette butt could be used to make something. Something amazing. That is, unless you are a creative scientist. If you are, you may see a possibility where others simply see trash. That is just what has happened in South Korea. The spirit of invention can hit at the strangest times and in the most unusual places. In South Korea, it happened near a trash can. Kim Gil-pyo is with Seoul National University. Mr. Kim says he saw people throwing away cigarette butts, and that got him thinking. He began wondering if something useful could be made from them. The result? Mr. Kim and other researchers found a way to turn cigarette butts into the materials required for high-performance batteries. We often say, one person's trash is another person's treasure. And in this example, this is unquestionably true. Kim Gil-pyo says he and his fellow researchers looked closely at used cigarette filters. The filter is the part of the cigarette that smokers put into their mouths. Mr. Kim explains that the filters can be made into another material, carbon. He says the filters are changed through a one-step burning process. After this, he says, they are turned into an energy storage material. Carbon has many qualities that seem to make it the perfect material. Carbon can easily carry an electrical current. It also stays stable, unlikely to change, for a long time. And carbon does not cost a lot. All these qualities make it the most popular material for making supercapacitors. Supercapacitors are good at storing energy. They have high-powered mass. They require only a short time for recharging, and they have a long life cycle. Supercapacitors are used in products such as laptop computers and cell phones. They are also used in industrial energy converters, like wind turbine machines. Combining carbon and supercapacitors seems like a perfect marriage. Mr. Kim says that cigarette butts could affect the economy in a huge way. They could prove to be a low-cost source of carbon material. They are so cheap that smokers throw them on the ground. And you don't get much cheaper than that.